Padre Pio had constant help from his guardian angel, but what about us? Today's stories will leave you wondering just how often your angel has stepped in. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's stories may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's stories. Hello, dear friends, and welcome back. I want to begin by thanking all of you who take the time to share your testimonies and comments with us. They are truly inspiring, and it's amazing to see how God is at work in your lives. Thank you from the heart. Today I want to share some testimonies from our viewers about the powerful unseen help of guardian angels. Padre Pio often encouraged his spiritual children to develop a strong relationship with their guardian angel, to speak to them, pray to them, and rely on their guidance, especially in times of danger or confusion. And today's stories show just how present they really are in our lives. Let's begin with Fernandez's testimony. Listen to this. When I was a child, or even now, I've always been fascinated by my guardian angel. After the daily rosary, I used to sing a hymn asking for my guardian angel's protection. It so happened that one day in my childhood, I was walking back home from school alone. I had to cross a steep road that was lined with trees, so it was hard to see any oncoming vehicles. I was lost in thought and just lifted my leg to step onto the road when someone from behind me shouted, "Stop!" So I stopped. A car sped past me right in front of my eyes. If I had taken that step, I would not have survived. The driver didn't even use the horn. I turned to see who had shouted, but no one was there. That's when I knew it was my guardian angel. I remember that moment so clearly. I'm so grateful to my guardian angel. Fernandez, thank you for that story. It reminded me of something that happened in my own family. One of our relatives had fallen asleep at the wheel with my sister and me asleep in the back seat. All of a sudden, he heard a loud bah, as if someone was trying to startle him awake. Sure enough, he opened his eyes just in time to make a turn. Truly, they're watching over us. Now, here's another story from someone who felt a quiet, persistent nudge just in time. Well, my guardian angel rocks. I've lived a blessed life and owe him many thanks. Recently, I had been home alone for a couple of hours and was about to leave for an appointment. As I got into my car, something in my mind told me to check the kitchen stove. I knew there was nothing cooking or any reason for me to check it, so I continued to get into my car, even while seemingly arguing with my own thoughts. However, the urge became too strong, and I decided to go back into the house and check it. I laughed at myself all the way in and across the house to the kitchen. When I came within view of the stove, I could see one of the burner knobs was not in the off position. All seriousness hit. I walked up to the stove and the burner was actually on. It was on really low, where the pan had been fine until that point, but it would have gotten serious while I was gone. Needless to say, I thanked my guardian angel repeatedly, plus numerous Our Fathers, etc. How many times do we dismiss those little inner warnings, and yet what a gift when we listen. Thank you, viewer, for that reminder. And finally, a beautiful testimony from Connie, who wrote, "I was 12 years old, and it was during Lent. I wanted to go to morning mass, So the night before, I asked my guardian angel to wake me up at 7 o'clock. I had to walk to church, so I didn't want to be late. In the morning, I heard my name being called so clearly. I woke up, looked at the clock. It was exactly 7. I knew it was my guardian angel who had called me. Connie, that's such a pure and beautiful example of trust and how great and how generous God responds when we involve our angels in our daily lives. It's not always about saving us from disasters. Sometimes it's as simple as helping us get to Mass on time. Dear friends, if these stories have touched your heart, I invite you to take a special step today. Become a protected child of Padre Pio, a monthly supporter of this mission. Your gift, no matter the size, will help bring Padre Pio's hope, prayers, and miracles to souls who need them most. And as a protected child, you will be remembered in regular holy masses, have your intentions prayed for daily, and receive a special certificate as a sign of this spiritual bond. Don't wait, click the link below right now and join the spiritual family today. Together, we can keep the light of Padre Pio burning bright in the world. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.